Bible room is up those stairs, and you'll see the train set up there, too.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. Uh-huh. Have a pleasant day.
Oh, you too.
Who is that, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, his name is Dan. He's visiting town, and he wanted to look around the shop.
Hmm. Is he another one of those Rusty Gordon fans?
One of those what?
Several people in the last week have come in to make fun of Wits End, mm-hmm. all of whom read Rusty Gordon's blog attacking Odyssey.
Huh.
That website does seem quite popular.
Excuse me, this is Wits End, right? Are you John Whitaker?
Yes, that's me.
I've heard a lot about this place.
Huh.
Great, here we go again.
I'm Perry Browning.
Greetings and salutations.
You must be Eugene Meltzner.
I am indeed.
And you are Connie Kendall.
Yes, I'm Connie. Or you can call me Candy Connell if you have to.
I'm sorry?
And I'm sure you're wondering why he called me the green-sweatered spinster.
Connie, let him talk.
All right, go ahead. You read Rusty's blog, and you're here to make fun of us. Please, continue.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I'm certainly not here to make fun of you.
You're not?
No, just the opposite. I'm here to give you some very important news, and I thought you should be the first to know, Miss Kendall.
Me? That's never happened before.
The first to know what?
I'm one of the senior editors with Home and Country Magazine.
Oh, I subscribe to that magazine. I love the yearly issue you put out on small towns.
Actually, that's why I'm here.
Oh?
Odyssey has been nominated for that issue.
Nominated?
Odyssey could be the best small town in America.
Howdy, Tom Riley here. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what can happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Yes.
For once, Miss Kendall, your hyperbole is warranted. This is amazing news.
Oh, it is. But, you know, I don't understand. How did we qualify? Mm-hmm.
To be honest, you were a last-minute addition to our list of towns. Mm-hmm. We hadn't considered Odyssey until we heard your documentary, Miss Kendall.
Oh. Really?
Your story has caught the attention of the editor.
Congratulations, Connie.
My proverbial hat is off to you.
Oh, thanks. So, what does this mean? Is it a contest?
And if so, how do you determine which town wins?
Yeah.
Well, it's a two-step process. We'll send an inspector here to make sure the town fits our criteria for the best small town.
No problem. Hmm.
And who is this inspector?
I can't tell you that for obvious reasons.
Oh, of course.
Now, in the next few weeks, we'll evaluate all of the entries and name two towns as finalists. Then, sometime after that, the winning town will be chosen after a personal visit by the judges.
Whoa, I don't know what to say except thank you.
No, thank you, Miss Kendall. You alerted us to a charming little town that we might have otherwise missed. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have an appointment with your mayor. Bye for now.
Oh, so long, Mr. Browning.
Wow. Odyssey's going to be the best small town in America!
No. Don't get ahead of yourself, Miss Kendall. We haven't even been declared a finalist yet.
Ah, but we will be. This is the opportunity of a lifetime, Eugene, and I don't want to miss it. Hello, Bart.
Oh. Where's Whitaker?
He's meeting with Mayor Fay.
Okay, I'll settle for you two then.
Thank you.
I wanted to find out what you're doing to prepare for this best town thing here.
Actually, we were just talking about that.
Indeed.
Good, because I know exactly how to impress those inspector-type people.
Well, sure
I can hardly wait to hear.
You see, the guy on the news said that the magazine usually looks for rustic towns.
Yeah, and?
So we need to rustify Odyssey. And then we gotta figure out who this inspector guy is.
And how are we supposed to find out who it is? Any stranger in town could be the inspector.
Yeah, so we gotta keep our peepers open. Hmm? Like on that guy over there in the corner booth.
Who? Oh, you mean Dan?
I never seen him before. Mm-hmm. But just today, he shows up at the Electric Palace.
Oh?
Of course, he don't buy nothing. And then later on, I'm driving past City Hall, and I notice him coming down the steps there. Seems mighty fishy, him just showing up now, don't you think?
Ooh, well, not to sound conspiratorial, but he did look around the upstairs of this building, and I saw Mr. Whittaker showing him around the basement earlier today.
I don't know. What if he's just visiting and interested in buildings?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
What's that?
Watch and learn.
What are you doing?
Let him go.
Bart!
Hey there.
Hello.
How are you today?
Just fine.
A lot of weather we've been having lately.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Hey, speaking of that, are you the inspector?
What?
Well, are you? Of course, you look like an inspector.
Oh, do I? Well, yes, I am. I gotta get more subtle. Please keep what you know to yourself. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta
go. Hey, wait! Hey, listen! Let me tell you about the rustifications we're making at the Electric Palace.
Yes?
Mr. Daventry, good sir.
That's me. How did you know my name?
I apologize for bothering you while in repose here at the motel. But allow me to introduce myself. I am Edwin Blaggard.
Edwin Blaggard?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You run that Harlequin thing.
Theater. The Harlequin Theater. I am the owner, operator, and auteur in residence.
What can I do for you?
I came by to request your presence at a virtuoso evening of Shakespearean drama.
Ah, so you've heard that I'm the inspector.
It may have come up.
Thank you, but I'm not really into Shakespearean drama.
Not into... But that's unfathomable.
No, I'm more of a Three Stooges kind of guy.
Three Stooges? Well, then, a person of your obviously refined sensibilities must know that the Three Stooges owe much of their physical comedy to the works of the great Bard.
No.
Slapstick comedy certainly had its place in Shakespeare's time. So please say you'll come.
I don't know. Plays tend to be kind of expensive.
Oh, not for you, my friend. It's complimentary. And I've set aside the most comfortable seats in the theater for you.
Really?
Tomorrow night's performance.
What, you're offering me a free ticket?
Yes. It would also be the perfect opportunity for you to perform your inspection of my humble establishment.
All right. In that case, I suppose I'll come by.
Oh, excellent. Mr. Daventry, you are in for an evening you will never forget.
Okay, kids, I've made a list. From now until the day the inspector leaves, you're all going to be on your best behavior, okay? These are the rules. No fighting. Show respect to each other, even if you don't like them. Compliment each other constantly, even if you don't like them. Greet each other with a smile, even if you don't like them. You guys got it?
Yeah.
Try it out.
I really like it.
Good. That's a good start. Be sincere.
Let me help you.
All right, keep working on it and try not to make a mess. I'm hoping to have this place sparkling by closing time today.
Connie?
Oh, hi, Whit.
What's going on?
We're getting this place in order, that's what, in a lot of different ways.
Really?
Yep, it's going to be clean as a whistle and pleasant as a stroll in the park.
Well, isn't it like that all the time?
Huh?
All right, Miss Kendall, I finished synchronizing all of the thermostats in the building so it's not hot in one place and freezing in another.
Oh, great, Eugene.
You did what?
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi, Mr. Riley.
Tom, I'm so glad you're here.
Well, what can I help you with on your list there?
I need somebody to fix the gutters out on the roof.
The gutters?
Well, I can do that for you.
Oh, Mr. Riley, I can certainly do it. I don't expect an older man... excuse me. a respected member of the community to climb
Eugene,
up around on the roof or...
Eugene, do you know how many gutters I've fixed in my life?
Well, no.
How many?
Well, none.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean that I can't do it. I've been around more than a few roof fixtures in my life.
Thanks, Tom. Be safe up there.
Will do.
And I'll clean this freezer glass, then commence getting all of the displays in working order.
The gutters? Well, are they even broken?
Well, the one on the east side is sagging a bit. It's all about the details. Wait, can we get rid of that hat rack?
Well, that's been there for decades.
I know, and it's kind of ugly.
I like it.
I'll tell you what. We'll ask the next 10 people we see what they think of the hat rack, okay? If 8 or more say they don't like it, will you get rid of it?
No.
Eugene!
Yes, Miss Kendall?
What do you think of that hat rack?
Oh, delightfully quaint, a true classic.
Okay, we all know that Eugene doesn't count as a real person when it comes to decorating. We'll start counting now.
Did you hear something?
Must have been the kids playing around upstairs. So, the hat rack.
Well, if my hat rack causes us to lose this competition, then I'll take the heat for it.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Yeah, with the punches at their stereo, we got a hotline you can call to ask us any questions, anytime, 24-7. I'm always available. Oh, the inspector guy just come in.
Hey, where are you going? I got a question.
Can't help you. Well, hello there, Dan. Welcome to the Electric Palace.
Oh, thank you.
Or as I like to call it, the quaint, old, and rustic store that just happens to sell quality electronics.
Oh, catchy slogan.
Thanks. Would you like some coffee?
No, thanks.
How about a cell phone?
I'm sorry?
You look like you need a new cell phone. How about this one here? Free of charge.
Wow.
With the $10 pages.
Oh, thanks.
Just a token of my depreciation. Look here, Danny boy. Let's cut through the chit-chat here and get down to the brass tacks. Why don't I show you what we got going for us here at my fine store? Oh. Okay?
All right.
Come out here with me. You're never going to see anything as quaint as this right here. Look at those beams.
Wow, they look rusty.
Exactly. That's as rustic as it gets, don't you think?
Yeah, did you take out some of the wood beams, too?
Yeah, I thought that would make it look more rustic.
Yeah, also dangerous. It looks like it's about to fall apart.
Yeah, I figured there'd be extra points for that.
There definitely will be.
Thank you, kind sir, for being my featured guest.
It looks like I'm your only guest.
Oh, this night is all about you. I have a special seat for you, front and center.
A seat? That's a couch.
Why, now that you mention it, it is. Can we get you any pillows?
No, thank you.
Hey, can I sit there with him?
Bart, what are you doing here?
We walked over from the store. Me and Danny are good buddies now.
You can't sit on the couch, Bart. This is a private showing.
I'll barely make a peep. You won't even know that I'm here.
Oh, you can sit in the back where your cologne won't distract me.
Yeah, fine. At least I won't get spit on back there.
Now, Daniel, I'll send Shakespeare out with our complimentary beverage service shortly. If you'll excuse me, the show is about to start.
Of course. Go ahead.
Hey, Blanket.
Yes?
Could I get a glass of water here?
No, there's a hose out back. Don't put your mouth on it.
Miss Kendall, this is absurd.
I agree.
On you guys. One of the best things about Wit's End is that it makes you feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Wit, you always know people's names when they come through the door.
Yeah.
And I want the inspector to see that. So the next person to walk through the door, we all say their name in unison, like we're happy to see them.
We're always happy to see people.
Indeed. I know, but it's hard to communicate that. This way, the inspector will see what we're all about here.
Well, I still maintain the absurdity of this entire notion.
Oh, Eugene, just try it at least once, all right?
Very well.
All right, I'll try it once.
Okay, good.
So now we just sit here and wait for someone to walk through the door?
No.
Yes.
Did I mention the absurdity of...
Shh. Here comes somebody.
Jarl!
Hi.
His name is Will.
Oh. Are you sure it's not Josh?
I thought it was Bobby.
Oh.
Okay, let's try again. Here comes someone.
Pat!
Okay, we're going to have to work on this. Oh. Sorry about that.
Did I mention the absurdity of this?
Shh.
Sometimes 1,000 twangling instruments will hum about mine ears, and sometimes voices that if I had then waked after long sleep, will not make me sleep again. And then, in dreaming, the clouds methought would open and show riches ready to drop upon me, that when I woke, Mr. Daventry, hello? Mr. Daventry, hello, are you awake?
Hey, I'm awake. Keep going. Do that stabbing scene again.
Oh, quiet, Bart. And put away the pork rinds. There's no food permitted in here.
But it's a dinner theater.
Mr. Daventry? Mr. Daventry?
Did I fall asleep?
Yes, you did.
I'm so sorry. It's just that this couch is so comfortable.
Oh, it's no trouble. You need your rest. Are you sure that you wouldn't like a drink?
Oh, no, thank you.
Some coffee, perhaps?
No.
Espresso?
No.
Caffeine patch?
No.
Well, there must be something I can get for you. I'm sure the magazine would want you to be alert for your inspection.
Magazine?
Yes.
What magazine?
Oh, I think we're beyond being coy at this stage, Danny boy. Home and Country, the magazine for which you work.
I've never heard of Home and Country. And I certainly don't work for it.
Why?
You don't?
No.
Allow me to be clear. You don't work for Home and Country, a magazine that's going to declare a best small town and bring loads of publicity to Odyssey in general, and to me and my theater in particular.
And my store?
No, I don't.
Well, in that case, get off my couch!
What?
I believe I've been wounded quite enough, Mr. Daventry. While I put up with your snoring through the entirety of As You Like It, I simply won't tolerate it during... The Tempest.
Yeah, and you can give me back my cell phone, too.
Actually, I need to keep that as evidence.
Evidence? Evidence of what?
Your attempt to bribe a government official.
A government what?
And your complimentary ticket, Mr. Blackguard, might have qualified as a bribe, too, had it not been valued under $5.
Valued under $5? Why, one of those tickets is worth $50 at least.
Oh, you really want me to say that
hold
in my
on.
Report?
Hold on here. Now, what are you talking about? Government official? Report?
I'm a health and safety inspector for Campbell County, Mr. Rathbone.
Health?
And safety?
Inspector, right. I inspect buildings for health and safety. I've been checking all the buildings in Odyssey. And I don't mind saying that you've got a death trap for a store, Mr. Rathbone. Missing support beams, corrosive rust.
Wait just a minute here.
Well, inspector or not, there's still no excuse for sleeping through my performance.
On a couch, placed in a position that clearly impedes easy access to the fire escapes. And I have a few other notes about the condition of the stage. The light rigging, the wiring. Shall I go on?
Oh, no need. I should have expected this from a fan of the Three Stooges.
The place looks great, Connie.
Indeed.
It took a lot of hard work by a lot of people.
Hi, everybody.
Sammy!
Green, Samuel.
Hi, Sammy.
I just wanted to say, yesterday's milkshake was your best ever.
Why, thank you.
Could I have another one?
Sure. Coming right up.
Oh, get this. I talked to Jack today. I asked him how he was going to spruce up the antique store for the best town judges. You know what he said?
No, what?
He said he was going to open at 9 o'clock.
Isn't that when he always opens?
Exactly. He's not doing anything different. Can you believe that?
Differently. Perhaps he doesn't see the need.
Why not?
Well, the antique store is impressive all by itself.
What?
Connie, I think Jack just trying to make a point. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's your shake, Sammy.
Thanks.
A point about what?
About appearances and reality. I mean, look around you. Have you noticed how pleasant it's been around here today?
I sure have.
You know, people are being polite, complimenting each other. It's because they're obeying that list of rules you made. Be respectful, have good manners. But now, shouldn't those be things we do all the time?
Well, yeah.
I mean, we shouldn't have to show off for an inspector. We should be able to just open at our regular time, let people in, and just be ourselves.
Indeed.
In fact, where is that list you made, Connie?
It's in my folder. Here.
Well, this shouldn't be in your folder. I'm going to tack it up on the bulletin board.
Hmm.
These should be our goals every day, not just when an inspector is in town.
Excellent notion.
Dan!
Oh, hello.
Hi, Dan.
Greetings and salutations.
What can we get for you?
Look, you don't have to go out of your way to be so friendly. I'm not the inspector from Home and Country magazine.
We know.
News spreads in a rather viral manner in Odyssey.
You know? And you're still being friendly?
Well, we hope everyone feels welcomed at Wits' End. Though we sometimes have to remind ourselves to just make the effort.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I was the best town inspector, I'd vote for you.
That's really sweet.
But since I'm not the best town inspector, I have to give you some bad news.
Oh?
Mr. Whitaker, there's structural damage underneath your building. Problems with the foundation.
Yeah?
It's subsiding. Probably related to the tunnels. Was there some kind of damage done down there? An explosion or a collapse or something?
Yeah, there was, but we had everything repaired at the time.
Everything.
I'm sure you did, but, well, time can work against those repairs, and it's turned into a safety hazard.
Well, what does that mean exactly?
Well, I'm afraid it means that I have to close you down.
What?
Close us down?
Mr. Whitaker, your shop is condemned.
Hello there.
Hello, Mr. Browning.
So, what did you think of Odyssey, Jill?
It meets all our qualifications. From what I can see, Rusty Gordon's book is just tabloid garbage.
All right.
What he calls a laughable little town is actually a very charming, friendly place with lovely people.
So, Odyssey's a finalist?
Absolutely.
He's a finalist for the best small town in America. I always knew it was true. It'll be fun to find out if it wins. You know, I think Witt said it best when he talked about how we should live every day. We should act the right way, whether we think someone's watching or not. God is always watching us in everything we do. Psalm 14, 2 and 3 says, "The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men. He looks to see if anyone is truly wise and if anyone seeks God." Our goal should always be to please God with our actions and keep our heart right before Him. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Suspicious Finds was written by Marshall Younger and Nathan Hubler and directed by Nathan Hubler. Our sound designer was Christopher Deal, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Earl Bowen, Robert Easton, and Jimmy Weldon, with Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.